Friday night. Welcome to the Rogue Show. I'd like to start off before we bring in all our partners in crime. Let's start off by giving a big shout out to all these great sponsors that we have on this show. And I'd like to start with some good friends of mine, Ink Tank Tattoo, man. You can check them out. Killer work. Great guys. We got Jax Media, guys. Jax Media Canada on Twitter or jaxmedia.ca. Whether you need a fighter profile, a website, a fight poster, a t-shirt, hit them up. Aggressive MMA Clothing. They are throwing out killer custom tees for fighters, hats, walkout shirts. Check them out. Go Fight Live TV. You guys, enough said there. If you don't know who they are, you're living under a rock. Mission Smoke Shop. Whether you need a piece for the pocket or to fill the shelves of your store, they got it all. From individual sale to wholesale. Also, one of my favorite sponsors of all time, man, Clock Tower Pub. Thank you for hooking it up with lunch two times this week. And thank you for all the love this morning, guys. And Mandy, always big shout out. You guys check them out. Best sports bar in all of Oregon. And last but definitely not least, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards at GetClinch.com. The best mouth guards in the business, hands fucking down. Lepaki, my partner in crime, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Watching the Businessmen Japanese 43rd Annual Judo Championships. Ready for this show. How about yourself, man? Why don't we bring in Jeff? We got Jeff, the owner of Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, badass itself, kicking it with us tonight. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great.
Doing fantastic. Great.
Yeah, if I didn't have a little kid in the room with me, I'd say, MF or I'm awesome.
Wow, well, dude, what the hell? Did you get out of the home for the weekend or something?
No, I've been excited to hear your song played all day long, and I'm a little disappointed not to hear it when you came on. I don't know what's going on. Maybe there's a breakdown in communication here. I don't know.
We can always play it at any time.
It's, I don't understand. He's not giving me credit. Proper respect.
You know, well, you get used to it at a certain point.
You guys are fucking assholes. Let me start off by giving a shout out to our boy, one of our favorite all-time guests on this show, a regular call, somebody we love, DJ Linderman, getting to step in there for Sammy Smith at Legacy 23. Big shout out, brother. Go whoop some ass. Also, big shout out to Cyrus. You guys know him from MMA Inside the Cage. Him and Casey rock that shit. He's always on the show with us, too. He's over there doing the ring work, Super Combat, man. And I'm going to be honest, folks, sick-ass two-day event. First event, all the weigh-ins and all that shit held at Dracula's Castle. That's pretty pimp. And then tomorrow, well, I guess it'd be later today, but Mike Zambides is fighting for that strap. It's going to be, I think that's the best fight on the card, personally, but if you caught any of the card today, Lafaki, I know I sent you guys one of the knockouts. Man, that whole event was just rocking.
No, dude, some of us have jobs, bro.
Hey,
don't
let us
just sit around. Don't just let us sit around and watch fucking every fucking fight on the planet.
Okay, now, I'm not telling you
bitch.
An asshole, but I worked so hard today that I had to take off my flip-flop and sit on the couch for like an hour.
Well, you're putting it out there. Make sure you hide
that. Yeah. I do. You know what? It's funny you said that. I did. I hit the water bottle thing that we have that dispenses hot and cold water. One of those little, you know, service ones where they change out the 5-gallon jug for you. Yeah, dude. Straight up, dude. Lebaki. I did like $1,000 in sales today from my chair. I hustle. Hey, not only that. It was so great to take my lunch in my bitchin' red Camaro. I ain't gonna lie, dude. I went cruising around for lunch for like an hour and a half.
Who watches the store?
Well, I lock it up and put the alarm on and put a sign up that says I'll be back in 15 minutes. But I don't put what time because then they don't know. How long I really been gone.
Except for the poor guy that sits there for 15 minutes.
Dude, that happened once. I came back and it happened to be a friend of mine, so I was lucky. I was like, how long you been here? He's like, 30 minutes. I was like, really? I just went down the street and got tacos. He's like, no, you didn't. I saw you over
I'm there. Calling bullshit that you left work for an hour and a half today. Jeff, what do you think?
Oh, dude, easy. Easy.
Where the hell is fucking Jeff? What do you got him on mute?
Nope. I think he's tied up. I think he's got something going on in the background, so he had to mute himself. But, dude. Well, you know, I went over and saw Derek at the Central Oregon Trike and bullshitted. And that's my favorite place to go kick it and have lunch at his little shop. It's pep, dude. Now.
Is that at this bakery, Bliss Bakery place or whatever? Or
No, Bliss Bakery is right out front of the grow shop. Dude, the next time you're in town, we're going to go eat there, man. Look, I know when I say that it's like a vegan based restaurant. I mean, they serve other stuff besides just vegan food, but their shit is legit, man. It is so, so good. Oh, I don't care if it's vegan or not. It's good.
I mean, vegan can be good, man. Like, you know, like if you're having a salad and it's just, and it's vegan, that's okay. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm trying to have a steak right after I have that salad.
Well, one of the things they got there that is just ridiculous is they got this farm fresh 2-egg and cheese biscuit that's just like ridiculous. It's probably their biggest seller. It's like, oh, I mean, it tastes like grandma made it. I love that shit. Okay, I know we all just finished watching Titan tonight. Let's start there. What did you guys think about Alex White, the referee in his fight?
That guy made my buddy from Tachi Palace look like a fucking genius.
Uh, Why would you walk out, Chris, during the Holman fight? Why don't you just call in and tell us?
Oh, dude, he's afraid, dude.
Tell him not to be a little bitch.
Don't be a little bitch, Chris.
Get his ass, Jeff. Get his ass. Get his ass, Jeff.
Yeah.
Fuck ass, fucking punk ass motherfucker. He's all, man. He's all, dude. This guy's a black belt, and then the guy fucking walks out to the cage with a blue belt. I can't trust anything Chris
Quite
Gregory
different.
Says, man.
Colorblind Chris Gregory.
Dude, I'll tell you what, Jeff. I want to know how much a custom clinch mouth guard for you will cost with put cock hair and a big arrow right in the middle and send it to Chris.
Put what there?
Cock goes hair with a big arrow.
Okay. You want a picture of one too, or just like a...
Fuck yeah.
Point?
Put a big old cock on his mouth guard with an arrow pointing in.
Yeah.
Chris Gregory would love that shit.
And hearts on each side of it.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Killers?
Why'd you walk out during the Holman fight?
Oh, man, I didn't walk out. I walked to the back to check on my buddy Dustin Phillips after he lost the crew. But, man, some bad reffing tonight, honestly. Horrible reffing. So bad that the referee walked over to our table and said, hey, if you guys could do it better, you guys should get in here. I was like, I didn't even say nothing, man.
Oh, fuck, dude. Give me that challenge, you dumb motherfucker. The guy was out.
Oh, man, he was out? Not only was he out, but then Holman tried to fake getting kicked in the nuts, and he went to get kicked. Seemed like maybe he got hit in the stomach a little hard, and he had a hernia or something. But, I mean, he didn't get kicked in the balls, that's for sure. Or knee, I mean.
No, dude, that's some bullshit. I watched the replay. He played that up.
Yeah, and then they take a point away, right? They take a point away, and they don't even for nothing. And then they did it in the first fight that was televised, the Bobby Cooper versus Codell Ford fight. They took a point and didn't even tell anybody that they took a point. It was ridiculous reffing tonight.
Dude, Cordell got fucking robbed like a motherfucker tonight.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. Oh, man, Bobby Cooper went up to Codell after the fight and said, hey, man, you won that fight. And then I saw
Codell.
Seems
like there was a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, there was a lot of that tonight, honestly. And you know what? It really was kind of a lackluster card. You know what I mean? Like, there were some good finishes, yes. There was a nice Anderson Silva front kick. My buddy MJ All Day got knocked out, man, by a front kick. It was on the amateur card. Wow, it was amazing. The amateur card killed it. I mean, I really wish Axis TV would show those, man. I really do.
It's not up to Axis.
Do what?
I don't think it's up to them. Like, Titan doesn't even talk about the amateur card, man. Like, they submitted a fight card to Tapology that had, like, six pro fights, and that was it. Like, man, I want to know what amateurs are fighting right too.
They were all pretty wrong, too. I mean, a lot of those fights didn't even happen that were on Tapology. I saw that.
Yeah, none of the fights were... There was, like, a couple fights were wrong. Like, the kid that trains with Krause, he fought that Zach Nolan kid, not who he was originally going to fight.
Yeah,
how did
exactly,
that KO
yeah.
look in person? How did that big left hook look in person?
And you know what? That was honestly, no one thought that dude had it in him, honestly. Everyone thought there was no way that Zach was going to be able to beat Cody Peterson, and he did it, you know what I mean? His
Cody
coach
Peterson,
told me
he fought
fight.
Fucking Smith. He fought Jeremy Smith.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy Smith. Sorry, man. It was Jeremy Smith, my fault. Cody Peterson and him look pretty similar. I don't know, man. There was no way that kid was supposed to win that fight. His coach told me, you know, if he keeps this fight standing, he will knock him out. And I was just like, yeah, I don't think so. And he did it. I mean, he did it. What about Kevin Kroom, bro? Let's talk about the good parts of the card.
Dude, Kevin Kroom, straight the fuck up. He is everything he said he was on when he came on Madhouse, what, 2 weeks ago? A week ago?
Exactly.
No, 2 weeks ago. He kept his word to a T. He said, my stand-up is better. I'm going to whoop this kid. And he beat the shit out of that kid at every aspect of the game. That guy is impressive.
Yeah. And you know what? Let me, Dustin Phillips is all, they're both my friends, man. And let me just say that Phillips is a very, very good fighter. He just, I mean, that just shows where Kevin Kroom is at right now in his career. I mean, look at who he's beat in his last three fights. You know, I mean, he's just killing it right now. I mean, seven fights in a row. You know, he's on Access TV begging Dana White for a shot. Begging. He deserves it. I mean, he deserves it, man. And if he doesn't get the shot, I'm sure he'll fight another three fights in the next 30 days in order to get in the UFC. That dude, I mean, Kevin Kroom is on a roll right now. He's on a roll, man, and I love it. I love every bit of it. Stump a stranger, the hard-hitting hillbilly Kevin Kroom, man. Love that guy.
Yeah, dude, but he keeps submitting people, so I have a hard time believing this hard-hitting hillbilly shit. Because when I pick him by KO and then he just makes people tap out, I mean, come on.
But let's be honest, he had that kid beat before he ever had to tap him. I mean, me and Jeff were watching the fight together. Once that kid went down, we were like, it's done. And he pounded on the kid. The kid turtled up. The ref could have easily stepped in right there and said TKO, man. But he finished him off with a choke. Either way, the kid's clinch game, his ability when he got taken down to get back up quickly, his ability with his footwork and his technical strike was clean. He picked that kid apart, man. It was great.
Hey,
I thought this kid was great.
He, dude, man, I love it. Kroom is just, he's there. He's there. He has it. He has the excitement every single fight. He's pumped up. I mean, he's more pumped up than freaking Clay Guida when he comes out. You know, and then after the fight, you should see the guy. I mean, he's just amped up, ready to go. I mean, dude. I can't wait to talk to him tomorrow night. He's actually going to meet us out at Blackout Fighting Championships in Emporia. And, it's going to be a nice little interview. Maybe he'll come on GFL.TV on the commentary and talk about his win last night. So I'm hoping he does. Dude, I mean, Kevin Kroom was the fighter of the night for sure, man.
Yeah, I was impressed with him very, very, very much. Though, I'll tell you what, we're talking about such a good thing right now. I want to kind of reverse it. Let's fucking go the other route. You guys know.
We got Negative Nancy tonight with us.
I'll wait. Let's keep talking after
No. Let's get it out of the way. Because it's going to be bearing on you all night long. It's going to bear on you all night long. It's going to affect the show. So we're going to do it right now.
Okay, let's talk about bullshit in MMA. And you guys know, I've come on this show and other shows for a long time and said, if you were to have a career like Tony Lopez, there's nothing wrong with that. You should be proud of that. The guy held three titles in three different weight classes. Now, after last night, Tony Lopez, to me, he's a douchebag. I'm so disappointed in that dude. For him to come out three weight class champion to come out and pull that shit. Let me tell you, for starters, you don't want somebody mad dogging your fucking wife. Don't put her in the fucking corner. Keep her in the kitchen. It won't happen then. Second of all, hold a rear naked choke that long that a referee's fighting to get you off, that's bad enough. But then to sucker punch the dude, and then you want to go on Facebook and laugh about it and talk about he got what he got and this and that. Man, that's some bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now. A lot of people say, why hasn't he ever made it? Why hasn't he ever made it? He's so good. He talks so much. You know why you've never made it? Because you're a thug. You're a piece of shit thug for what you do. And obviously it showed through. All your pro career, when people badmouth you and said that this is the kind of person you are, and I defended you, I look like a fucking jackass. Your true colors showed yesterday. And you know what? I'm so fucking done. Next time somebody calls you out and talks shit about you or talks about how you went over to a kickboxing fight in Europe and got your ass handed to you like some bitch and you want to cry about hometown decision, you know what? I'm not going to defend you. I'm going to let them talk that shit. Punk
that was just, dude, like, you know what? There's a difference between being over emotional and being a flat out cheating bastard. And last night, man, he took it too far. Like, you know what, Paul Daly, what he did after the fight, it seemed like it was more emotional. And what Kryptonite did, and I'm not saying one or the other was good or bad. I'm just saying what Kryptonite did was fucking outrageous and horrible for the sport. I mean, talk about fucking just being a, yeah, dude, total douchebag, total thug. I mean, he held on to the rear naked choke at least for like 5 seconds, maybe 5-6 seconds after the referee was trying to let it go. Then he did a nasty hammer fist. For those of you guys
that
might
not have... If he really had that choke set, that dude would have been out.
I think at a point he was out. I truly do.
It doesn't matter if he was out or not. That kid tapped out. That kid tapped out in the story.
Straight up. Yep. Tap, 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 bitches. That means fight's over. and this is what fucking gets me. Look, I'm not saying, you know, sucker punching Josh Koscheck wasn't great, you know, but it was a bad thing for the sport. You know what you do? You go to his house on a Saturday, you knock on his door, and you punch him in the fucking mouth away from the cameras if you want to pull that shit. Okay, where no one can see. It's not going to put a blight on the sport. I don't agree with what he did. But what Tony Lopez did yesterday was, it was short of criminal. I mean it. It was short of criminal.
No, it was. Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the fact that they even gave that guy the win, it's even worse.
Wait, you guys suspended already.
No.
Oh, okay.
King of the Cage needs to step up and be the fucking promotion, the historic promotion that it's been producing fighters for so many years, with this big amateur tournament starting next month that's going to pay a fuckload of money to some fighters. You need to step up and say, Tony Lopez, you're done. You're out of our league. We're stripping the record books of you. You're done. You never existed in this organization. You're done. Go fight somewhere else in the streets and play your thug game there. I would strip him of every title and every fight in my books for my organization. You want to play like that on national television at one of my major casino chain sponsors? You're done. You are so done. I wiped you out of the record books. You never existed in King of the Cage. You're that name that should not be spoken.
But pretty strong terms for a guy that's never stepped, who's never been in a cage. Have you ever even been in a cage?
You know what?
Oh, God, let's don't fucking go down this road again.
I'll step into my fucking cage any day with any son of a bitch. As long as they understand there's one rule, you better kill me, because there ain't a fucking referee to stop in my cage.
Toe tag him.
I'm meeting with your shoes and you holding that belt loop, so just get used to it.
And you know what? It doesn't matter if somebody's been in a ring or not. Because I never won a fucking Super Bowl doesn't mean I can't talk about the fucking game.
I'm just kidding you.
I'll tell you what, my fucking ring and my cage over anybody else's cage run by a fucking sanctioning body and see it with tear gas and fucking 15 black dudes beating the shit out of you and 3 white guys stuffed in the corner, that I'm not just as fucking tough as any one of them. I don't have a referee to say stop.
No, you had a guy with a M16.
Yeah, and you know how many shots it takes before somebody gets down to the ground? 2 or 3.
Yeah, and the fact that the guy didn't even apologize and was totally unremorseful, I mean, even after the fact, I mean, it just shows how much of a real douchebag he really is. I mean, like Skippy said earlier, I was a true fan of that guy. And it just, I mean, why even be a fan of someone that's going to do some shit like that? I mean, that was blatantly fucking disgusting. I mean, it really was.
Come on, man. With less than a month away, quote-unquote, the largest paying tournament for an amateur that I've ever fucking heard of anywhere.
I don't even think I don't know, man.
I don't think that's real.
I don't think that's right. Yeah, I just don't understand how they can pay amateurs. That's the only thing I'm not understanding.
The amateur's not getting paid. When the amateur wins the tournament, he gets a strap, and he can sign a pro contract at that point and no longer be an amateur. And the contract's going to pay $25,000.
Hell yeah.
okay? And I think seriously, you're about to launch this, and you talk in your commercial right before the Lopez fight. It shows Rampage, Steven Smith, and Taylor, and Mayhem Miller, and all these, you know, guys who fought for so long and built King of the Cake legacy. And you say, and now we bring you the future with this all-amateur tournament, five weight classes. And then you have Tony Lopez to represent your company in three weight classes as a historic fighter. Wipe him off the record books. Go forward and act like he never existed.
Damn.
This is not what you want to show the amateurs that you're trying to bring into your league. Oh, yeah, go ahead, fight. Our champion will sucker punch you and choke you past the point just because he's gangster, and that's how we roll as an organization. Really? I guarantee you, back to the day when, you know, King of the Cage was first coming up, they wouldn't have accepted that.
Man, I'm glad people don't do dirty shit to fucking fighters that I cornered because of the shit I say. I'd be like, yo, you got some nice-looking eyes. I do that shit when I'm cornering, too. I'd be making them both laugh while I'm cornering. I'm hilarious. I love it.
You're the guy ruining the fight.
No, not at all, dude. Not at all. It just depends. I mean, if they're my friends and one of them takes them down right by my corner, I'm going to be like, man, you're looking pretty. You got some nice blue eyes. And, dude, they both smile and chuckle, man. I'm just trying to make them have fun. That's it. Not that guy, really.
Hey, I want to say real quick before we get too far into this some more. Hey, Mr. _Honky, you guys follow him, dude. He's the one who hooked me up with the judo. So, you guys follow him. He's cool.
So, okay, are you done with Tony Lopez? Do you got anything else? Or are you going to move forward?
Let's do it. I will repeat what I told you guys last night. I think that's going a little too far.
No, so, nobody needs to know that you think he should go and fuck his dog's mother.
So let's move on to better things.
Let's move on to how about the fucking Muay Thai street fight I shared with everybody today?
Oh, great.
I missed it.
Dude. I'm going to get it right now, folks, because I believe it's on my wall. I'm going to put it on the Rogue Show wall and in the thread for tonight's show. You guys, if you haven't seen this, Lopaki, I can't thank you enough. This, like, totally made my day worth it.
Dude, that guy in, like, the light color shorts, dude, was getting booted upside the dome. And every time he would get kicked in the head, dude, he would do, like, some fucking Neo from The Matrix type fucking shit where you were, like, thinking he's about to fall over and he'd get, like, halfway over and then he'd, like, snap back up like a rubber band.
Hell yeah. I'll have to watch it when I get to the hotel. I'll pay for some Wi-Fi, I guess.
Oh, where's your hotel at tonight?
I'm actually driving right now from Kansas City to Emporia so that when I wake up tomorrow, I'm actually in Emporia for a Blackout Fighting Championship. So.
Why wouldn't you want to go there tomorrow?
I might as well just go tonight, stay the night, and then wake up and I'll be in Emporia. I mean, if I drove home, it would just be 100 miles in the opposite direction, and then I have to drive out here anyway, so I might as well. Travis hooked it up, man, gave me a room for tonight and a room for tomorrow night, so I'm going to come down here. I'm going to wake up bright and early in the morning and make sure that stream is kicking and going, make sure the commentary is working. I'm going to work all day tomorrow to make sure this stream is going to be A-okay. So,
just don't work too much and then fuck it up.
Do what?
Don't work too much and then fuck it up.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's going to be hard work. I mean, probably should have hired Muggs this time, honestly. Fuck.
No.
It's rough, man. It was rough, honestly.
Okay, hold on. Hockey. Let's talk about that street fight for a second. Were those some of the nastiest sounding kicks you ever heard? Especially the head ones?
Dude, yeah, the head ones and the fucking leg kicks, dude. The leg kicks were like, whoa. Like, and then did you hear when the crowd was like, oh, and then the other guy would kick and they go, oh.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
were going back and forth as the dudes were kicking. I was like, this is fucking rad.
Dude,
and it was only like 90 seconds. Like, that was like the whole fight. And nobody got knocked out.
No, and if, dude, could you imagine, like, that would be so great to be able to sit, like, it looked like they were down in a shopping district of some sort or a bar district. You know, just to be walking down the street and see two TIE fighters just throw down in the street, dude, with total respect for each other before, during, and after the fight, and put on a hell of a fucking fight.
Dude, they were beating the literal shit out of each other in the gutter.
That one fight was better than the whole UFC card. Hey, Chris Gregory, MMA Topics, drive careful, buddy. Tomorrow we'll see you at Blackout Championships. Anybody out there who wants to see Chris Gregory's fat ass, go to GoFightLive.tv, and you guys can watch it.
Follow the buzzards, man. Follow the buzzards.
Follow the buzzards. Yeah, Lopaki, I don't know where you got that fight from, but that
Chris,
definitely.
Chris Coley, man. Chris fucking
really
posted that fight.
A big shout out.
What the hell is this?
We need more of that shit. Now, for all the fans out there, for the next hour and a half, 310-742-1799, call in, talk some shit if you want. I got a question that I'd like to throw out to everybody out there. Rules. Me and Jeff were talking about this earlier tonight, and Lopaki, I saw that you saw the post up there. What do you guys like more, the unified rules or the 1FC rules, which they call global MMA rule set, versus the non-Asian unified rule set? Which one do you prefer out there? Do you guys like what 1FC has for a rule set and a judging criteria versus what Zuffa Zombieland has?
I think that outside of kick somebody in the groin, poke somebody in the eye, fish hook them, maybe small joint manipulation. Those are like the only things you shouldn't be allowed to do, man.
You said put stumps.
It's a fucking fight, dude.
So you can put stumps now? You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fucking cool with foot stomps. I'm cool with, you know, a soccer kick. I'm cool with kneeing to a guy that's fucking on his knees.
Yeah, now, I'll tell you what, I agree 100%. I think the 1FC rule set is as close as we're going to get to true combat in a cage or ring for two gentlemen. And I'll tell you, what I really enjoy is they've taken that pride rule set for judging criteria and said, we're going to judge a fight in its whole entirety. To me, the global shit works. Yeah, I agree, Clint. Me and Jeff are talking about judging a fight in its entirety. He feels that lesser judges would have a tough time trying to keep a true count of who won the whole fight versus round by round. I think it's actually easier because you're like, did the motherfucker win or lose? It's that simple.
Yeah, but you can't.
It's not that simple. It's not that simple.
Were you talking about earlier, Jeff? Were you talking about foot stomps, like foot stomps to the feet? I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people getting a broken foot. But I am a fan of soccer kicks and foot stomps to the dome.
Soccer kick to the skull? You're not worried about a soccer kick to the skull, but you're worried about someone getting their foot broke?
Yeah. Headshot.
I think the guy was doing the soccer kick so I can get a broken foot, too. Broken feet all around.
Hey, you know, I mean, I just think soccer kicks should be part of the game.
9 years in this sport, I've never once seen anybody injured from foot stomps. In the groups that I fought with, foot stomping was huge. It all came down from Matt Hume, Charlie Pearson, Landon Showalter, and it was all big-time foot stomping. Anytime you were up against your stomping feet, I never saw anybody get hurt.
Okay, well, that can be legal too.
I'm not a big fan of the knees on the ground. Not because of the danger so much as I think that they could make fights end in a boring way. Because I've had to stop fights where guys are getting kneed up against the fence, and they're just taking a knee to the body. It doesn't look like anything, but all of a sudden the fight's over and the crowd's like, what the hell? It's just, I don't know. Wow. I like action, you know. I don't know. It's a bad position to be in. And if you throw the head in there, too, I mean, that's these are things that people could die from.
I mean, but the other day, like, Roger Bowling shouldn't have been ineligible to be kneed in the face. He had one knee on the ground and one foot on the ground. Now, I mean, he shouldn't be considered to be in the down opponent.
But he didn't hit him in the face. He did not hit him in the face. He hit the first one was to the chest, the second one glanced off the shoulder, and the thigh hit the cheek.
Yeah, the thigh hit. Am I back on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hey, if I cut out again before I cut out, I want to thank Matt Riddle for the party favors for the night.
Big shout out to Matt Riddle.
I'm fucking A, and I'm 100% not playing around. Thank you, Matt Riddle. I appreciate it, bud. For real.
Did he give you a hand job and let you throw a load on his face? Then he's not his
no.
fucking Travis Luter, okay? I mean, Travis Luter's a real fan favorite, let me tell you. He gave that guy a hand job and let throw a load on his face.
Oh, my God, you guys are crazy. He's definitely a character, man. Tonight's the first time I actually met him, man. And he's a nut. Matt Riddle is as crazy as he acts on any kind of YouTube video. He don't give a shit. Like, he don't give a shit. He was cornering Dustin Phillips with Dallas Browning. Dallas Browning was also cornering Phillips. So, yeah, man. Tough time for that guy.
Now,
Dallas Browning? Did you say Dallas Browning was cornering you?
Yeah, Dallas Browning. Dallas Browning is good friends with Dustin Phillips, yeah.
So he flew back from... Already from whatchamacallit, and then was back in the corner again tonight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He flew back. What is it? Yesterday, I think. And he got in, and then cornered tonight. And then tomorrow he has a wedding, and then we're doing commentary tomorrow night. So the dude has a busy little week. And actually, one of his teammates, Tim Elliott, is fighting tomorrow night. And I want to wish Tim Elliott, you know, good luck, man. I hope he kills Luis Godinho or whatever his name is. That kid with green hair, whatever the fuck his name is. Dude,
yeah,
like
I got Tim Elliott by submission.
I got Tim Elliott by fight of the night. Just call that guy three checks. No, yeah,
okay.
Did you guys hear the story of James Krause when he was cornering Pat Cummings? They don't even know James Krause's name. They just call him two checks in the UFC. Two checks. Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. That's an amazing name to have. I'll take two checks anytime.
Tomorrow night, is that Henderson card?
Yeah.
This motherfucker act like he don't know.
Tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if it was the Henderson card or the Hendrix card. Sorry. Okay?
Hey.
I'm sorry,
don't
Papa Dana. Okay?
Don't
I'm sorry I'm not over there
either.
Fucking tweeting all this UFC shit. Like you, Lepaki.
I also tweeted tough enough.
Shut up, Matt.
Some bitch. Cunty fuck.
Skippy's
hey.
Like, or, I mean, Lepaki's like,
wow,
who would you rather see?
Kyra Batara defeats Jackson
McMurray. Rashad Evans versus Chael Sonnen. Or
shut up.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
Exactly. Yeah, fuck you, you Zufa zombie dick sucking motherfucker.
Oh, who would you rather see fight? Chael Sonnen versus Rashad? Or
ooh.
Chael Sonnen versus Phil Davis? Neither.
Phil Davis?
Horrible.
A finishing of the fight so fast, I wouldn't want to pay for the pay-per-view. But if you look analytically through the Historical Society of Records, you'll find out that that sneaker fight is more important against the American gangster. Yeah. Zombie.
Yeah, you fucking... Okay, Bellator zombie. Who would you like to see Ben Askren fight? Would you like to see him lay on top of Rory McDonald?
I want to see him fight Josh Koscheck. End of story.
Look, it's, second of all, that's not even a fight.
I want to
see
him fight Damian Maya.
Look, don't get on the Bellator chip. That was a contract question. And let's ask all these fans. Would you do a one-and-done for a five?
Let's ask them. There's six people out there.
Come on. Who gives a fuck if there's six or 6 million? Here's the fucking question. 310-742-17999. Call your mama because you got to answer this. You're Ben Askren. UFC offers you $1,000. You lose. You go off away. Or $50,000 in a guaranteed fight if you win. Your opponent is Rory McDonald. The reason I have stated Rory is this settles the whole fucking issue of Rory wins and GSP or Hendrick wins, that's who he's fighting. Case done. He loses, Askren's fighting, and he's able to hang with the number one contender. He deserves the title shot as an undefeated fighter at that point, not only as a champion, but in the UFC, he's proven himself by taking out the number one guy. And then it solves the whole if GSP blow his buddy or not issue. So, 310-742-1799. You think it's a bullshit deal? Would you take it?
Yes. It's a bullshit deal. Why should he get a title shot after one fight? Wins one fight, you should get a title fight?
Look, he comes in, he takes out the number one fucking contender in your weight class in the UFC.
Sure.
He deserves the fucking title. Who does he have to fight next? The number 11?
One fight?
The number 4? The number 7? He beats your number one guy that theoretically
No way with one fight. You have to
beat
three fights.
He can't beat
two or three guys like that, not one. No fluke.
No, it's straight up. It's a simple deal. Your number one contender can't beat Ben fucking Askren. Then your number one contender doesn't deserve that spot, and Ben Askren does. Period. He's an undefeated champion coming in. You beat him. And you skin him out of the UFC with a constant gun. Everybody says Askren
was overrated. What if he beat you?
He can beat me off. I don't give a fuck. That big four-headed monkey, I'd slap my dick before I punched him in the mouth.
Wow, this shit just got weird.
Wow, dude.
And the Rogue Show is now the Rogue Show, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready.
I need to take a deep breath.
I need to take a fucking Xanax to be in here. This shit is intense tonight. I feel like I'm way too calm, and I should be like, "Yo, motherfucker!" Like, seriously,
I feel like I should be using like a Brother Lynch Hung voice when I'm talking to
tonight. Right? Oh shit! Yeah.
And then I held the pillow up, and then I held the pillow up, and unloaded my clip on this motherfucker's face. He looked at me. He looked at me cross-eyed from across the cage. Son of a bitch.
He looks like a cyclops now.
I put so many holes in his head, it made one big hole, and he looked like a cyclops now.
Damn.
Hey, Chris, if you weren't in a call, if you were in the studio with the big
Then I fought in Skippy's cage for a couple of years of my life.
Your butthole got real loose, didn't it?
Why do you guys always want to make butthole jokes? Is that a fetish? God, you guys are weird. You're always like, let's talk about Skip's asshole and cock. You guys got to stop that.
He just went from the most intense person on the radio to like calm. He's like, why are you guys always talking about buttholes, man?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, man. That's funny.
Like he doesn't know.
Yeah. You guys are all so wrong. Hey, look, right now I want to give a big shout out. I need some help. We have a team member in Portland named Kate. She needs someone to bring her ice cream. The first person
Who?
To tweet at STP Tattoo and willing to go pick up Miss Caitlin ice cream will get a free t-shirt. You got to pick it up and drop it off. Knocking on the doors. We want no weirdos. If you're over 50 in a van, no.
And, make sure that you drive around for a half an hour with your heater on before you deliver it.
Hey, I just sent her a fucking a message. I told her I'm asking some fans now. So, once again, fans, anybody who wants to pick up some ice cream and take it to Miss Caitlin at her house in Portland, just hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you directions. You're buying the ice cream. You're dropping it off, and you're leaving. You're not knocking on the door. You text
yeah,
me back.
You're not fucking. You're not pulling up in a van. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keep it on her porch, and you drive away. You hit me up on Facebook. I'll tell her to go get it then. After that point, anything you do to her is not my responsibility.
I feel like this is a bad call right now. I feel like there's going to be dozens of older gentlemen in vans pulling up to her house at the same time with ice cream. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm sitting next to an ice cream driver. Would you fucking deliver ice cream right now?
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. All right. Cool. That's crazy, dude.
I'd deliver a knuckle sandwich right now.
Yeah? A moose knuckle sandwich or what?
Oh, dude, most definitely. Always am willing to deliver a moose knuckle sandwich.
There's nothing like a moose knuckle sandwich.
Dude, on a muffin top.
Wow.
Dude, I always prefer when they pair their moose knuckle with a nice muffin top, man.
Hey, big shout out to Clint. He's driving from Indiana to Portland just to bring her ice cream. So that's pretty cool or creepy. I don't know which.
Creepy.
Dude, Kyra Batara just won the Tough Enough 110-pound women's strap tonight.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, she should come fight for the Kid Warrior Combat one. And she was supposed to. Against Jamie.
Well, I thought Jamie has a fight.
He does. We'll do it at the next one. She'll fight Julia Jones. Again.
Again?
And they fought in the last year.
I thought Jamie was fighting Carly.
She is. So I said we can do it at another event. At a different show, like a CWC 5 Kyra was supposed to fight her. And she ended up fighting Camus Girl instead. Remember?
And how'd that work
out?
Camus Girl won.
Yeah, didn't have a happy ending for Jamie, but.
Jamie beat the shit out of her for a couple minutes and then got tapped out.
Yeah. Laid a whooping down and then tap.
All right.
But I like her. But I like Jamie. I think she's fucking fun to watch fight.
Yeah, action. And both girls on the next one are fun to watch fight. They both got a lot of action, so it'll be good. Be a good test for them both.
Hey, by the way, that that referee's name was Rusty Sullivan tonight. What a douchebag.
Yeah, Rusty Sullivan, by far, one of the worst referees ever, man. We always talk about that. All the guys in Kansas City, Missouri, everywhere. I mean, we really, honestly, Rusty Sullivan and Mike England, he has some issues, honestly. He's been having a lot of issues lately, man. Like, he's usually a pretty decent ref, but he made some bad calls tonight, too, man. Taking a point, you know, without even warning a fighter. And then in the first fight that was televised, taking a point without even telling, you know, without even telling the corners or the audience or anything. I mean, I had no fucking idea he even took a point.
Hey, Rusty Sullivan.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
No shit.
Come
man.
On, ref.
You know what?
Who were the judges tonight? Who were the judges tonight? Who was the guy that decided we're going to bend Cordell over and fuck him right square in the ass?
Well, no. Remember, they took a point there. They took a point. So, actually, it should have came out a draw. Honestly, because I thought Cordell had the first and second round, and Bobby Cooper obviously had a third. But the first one, they took that fucking, the first round, they took the point away without even, you know, telling the audience or anyone that they took a point. He just walked over to the judges and took a point. I guess in the fighter meeting, they had Dustin Phillips after the fight, he said that in the fighter meeting, they said that if you even do a low blow, it's automatically a point taken away without even a warning, which is, complete bullshit, man. It's fucking bullshit. And Rusty Sullivan and Mike England both do that. And it's, you know, I mean, come on. These are pro fights. It's not amateur. This is these guys' career. You know, if they walk out without the win, they walk out with less money. And these referees need to understand that they need to fucking do their jobs. And they need to do them right. You know what I mean? They do, man. It's ludicrous, the fucking, the way that that shit happened tonight with those referees. I mean, it was blatant. I mean, you look at the Alex White fucking and Roy Babcock fight. I mean, Alex White could have smashed Roy Babcock another four or five times.
He kept looking at the referee going.
And, no shit, you know?
Are you
going to
do something or are you going to stand there?
Much respect to Alex White, man. Class act fighter. Roy Babcock is one of the nicest guys, one of the greatest coaches out here in Missouri. And you know what? He stopped. He noticed he was out. You know, I mean, that referee, fucking retarded. I mean, flat out fucking dumb, dude. And that's why they walked over afterwards, because unlike, like, I won't, like, be loud or whatever because I'm, like, sitting cage side and I don't want to get in trouble. But Dave Jackson and the other person that's sitting next to me, Dave Jackson don't give a shit. He's like, boo, you fucking suck, ref. The referee walked over and was like, hey, you can do it any better. You get in here. And I said, hey, probably good, honestly. That's the only thing I said the whole night to the referees, man. I mean, dude, honestly, I mean, a 3-year-old baby could do that shit. You know what I mean? A 3-year-old baby could be a fucking ref over those two fucks. It's ridiculous.
You know what? Tonight was, to me, one more example of why referees and judges should also be penalized, you know, for failing to do their job correctly.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? They should pull his fucking license, Rusty's license, for a while, man, and at least make him go back down to the amateur level until he gets his shit straight, which will be fucking never. He is the same guy that screwed over Dallas Browning when Dallas Browning kicked that dude in the chest. He's the same dude that called it a fucking disqualification, which is bullshit. I mean, that dude has made so many fucking false, you know, calls, horrible calls that, I mean, it's fucking blatant. You can see it every single time. It's noticeable. You know, and now you've got your eye on him, so it's even more noticeable because he just sucks.
Why don't you do an expose on him? Maybe you should put together a highlight video of all his best moments in the cage.
You know what? That sounds like a fucking amazing idea. So when you guys get those, when Rear Naked Smoke fucking puts those up, start sending them to me. When I get to my motel room, that will be my project for tonight. While my pictures are downloading.
You should do, like, more than just the ones from tonight. Like, I'm talking about, like, doing all the...
All the guys
called in the cage from, like, his all the ones you can think of. Dallas Browning, you know, whatever.
Yeah, dude, that dude's just... He really needs some help.
He made my buddy over at Tachi Palace look like he was a fucking professional, man.
Well, I say you hit him with, you know, a 20% dock of his pay, you know, from tonight's event, and then you turn around and you tell him for the next, you know, 6 months, you're shadowing only. You're not getting paid. You want to do this job, you're going to shadow these people for free. You're going to show up at the events we tell you to. You're going to do your job, and we'll reevaluate the situation in 6 months. There's got to be some kind of penalization. There's got to be.
Yeah, but
some
how do we know if the training is? I mean, maybe the problem is in the training.
That's true. So if you just send in groups like your buddy back in the Midwest, you know, a shot. And, you know, you say, look, you've got to go enroll in this course. This is a certified course that we believe in, that we value, that we think is doing a great job. You're going to retake the course. I mean,
maybe.
You know. There's a couple of groups that are legitimate seminars, you know, you could find one. You could make it, dude, I don't understand why the state doesn't have a program and a, you know, and a testing system like you would for any other state job, you know, that people are, you know, in the chance of being hurt at or, you know. I mean, you can't just go
actually,
and say, look,
you know,
I want
to. I think, you know what, actually, I think I'm going to talk to Sean Wheelock about it because he does a referee thing. And he's the first person I'm going to talk to about this because, you know what, this guy is literally, he's taking money out of pro fighters' pockets, man. He really is. And it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, possibly even hurting them even further in their career because Alex White could have done some serious damage to Roy Babcock right there. I mean, he could have, I mean, really, could have done serious damage.
Who the fuck could have?
Go ahead.
Oh, I already said
Hello?
I said if he was Tony Lopez, he sure the fuck could have.
Oh, shit. No shit, man. That's crazy.
But so
hey,
would you want that guy to referee your next fight?
No, fuck no. No, I would never. No, there's no way. Like, there's no way that, no. I don't even know when I'm even able to fight again. Because I'm not fighting for who I fought for before. And since I work for Travis, you know, technically or whatever, he told me that I can't fight for him, which, you know what? Hey, I love working for a real organization that keeps it real, you know?
Zing!
Well, yeah, you've been working with us, Bozo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hello. I'm biased. I'm fucking biased, bro. I'm fucking biased. You know what I mean?
That should be your nickname, Chris the Biased fucking Gregory.
Oh, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody could be JT Baker. I mean, oh shit, sorry. My bad.
Oh, I know somebody listening right now is laughing his ass off.
No, that. Hey, you know what I mean? What can I say? What can I do? I'm biased, you know what I mean? I got fighters that I go to a gym with, and I got fighters that I'm friends with, and I mean, geez. Made it so hard tonight, fucking, you know, and Cordell Ford versus Bobby Cooper. Both are good friends. You know what I mean? And, hey, I went up to Bobby Cooper and was like, damn, you lost that fight, homie. He was like, I know, shit. Like, I'm going to go cash this fight. He's like, no, straight up, this is what he says. I'm going to go cash this check before it gets taken back. Straight up. I'm going to go cash this win bonus right now. Fuck that. You know there
yeah,
was a
I would cash
right
first.
Up the street, too, in Kansas City where you can go get that sick cash right away. No ID or nothing. Shit.
Yeah, that's called a fence.
It's called Abu Dhabi. With Abu Dhabi.
Hey, black guy.
They're like 15%. We cash anything.
No shit. No doubt. Hey guys, I'm actually gonna get off here. I gotta call Travis Quarter and get my room all ready and shit. Before I leave,
what do you
though,
mean?
Man,
why do you gotta call him and get your room ready? I'm kind of nervous.
I just gotta call him real quick. You know what I'm saying? No, I gotta make sure that my fucking room is available when I get to Emporia.
He's gonna Travis Quarter him. Watch.
Basically, he's texted me about 8 times, and since I've been on the radio, I haven't been able to text him back.
Oh, no, that's it.
That's
it. Okay.
He's
like, dude, I'm sitting here naked. Hurry up.
You'll
make me wait all
night. I mean, that's kind of what I'm worried about. Are you guys going to go over there? Is it party time? Is it like, are you guys going to go have your own little brat moment here?
Nah,
like,
man. The after party is actually tomorrow night. And, yeah, I mean, you can expect some craziness at this after party.
Are you still trying to get the beer pong game going?
Yes, beer pong is a must. It got to happen. It got to happen. But I want whiskey in my shit, so let's do this. Make it happen.
All right. Well, go be responsible. Call your daddy.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
I want to support you on going and having a good time. I just got a text from Travis. He said, hurry up. Because he said the party's in your mouth and everyone's coming.
Oh. Fucking old shit. Old shit.
Oh, shit. What? I heard you had the whitest teeth I ever came across.
Fuck y'all, I'm hanging up. MMAtopics.net, baby. Make sure you guys
go
check it out.
Hey,
I copy and paste as much shit as possible in order to make MMAtopics.net successful.
Hey, I better get plenty of shout-outs tomorrow night, asshole.
Do what?
Yeah.
I better get plenty of shout-outs tomorrow night.
I can't even hear you.
Good. Chris, you going to do knockout of the night? I hung up on him. Fuck it. Oh. I'm trying
fucking
to fuck
bozo.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play a commercial break real quick. We'll be back.
Hold on, man. So I just want to make sure I understand that you've got everything with Tony Lopez is in the past.
Yep.
And when we come back from the break, people aren't going to have to sit there and suffer through any more Tony Lopez.
No. Peace and love now. Peace and love now.
Yeah, we'll start with this kind of peace and love.
Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip, because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable. And they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders, because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop. Located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
Awesome. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm going to keep the headphones up.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life's gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. You know my pants sag low. Even though low. That went out of style like 10 years ago. Go, folks. Go. I got the swagger of a cripple. I got little biceps getting fatter in the middle. And lyrically, I'm not the best. Physically, the opposite of Randy Moss. And yet, so preposterous. Feel the awesomeness. The most obnoxious guest up at the sausage fest. Oh, yeah. The girls are repulsed, so I hide in my hood like I'm joining a cult. I'm as nervous as my cattle, Dirty Curtis. All my writtens are bitten and all my verses are purchased. Me, I'll never date an actress. Got too many back zits. Plus, my whole home aroma is cat piss. Every show I do is poorly promoted, and if you like this, it's cause my little sister wrote it. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life's gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome. The swagger of a cripple. Check it out, I'm from Maine and I don't hunt. Nope, and I can't ski. Smoke weed, but I can't roll blunts. Find me whipped by my wifey, my neck not icy. Eating at McDonald's because Subway's pricey. And my unibrow's plucked. Just ask my mom if I could borrow 10 bucks. She's like, for what? Blunt wraps and some Heinekens, you skinny prick. I'll get a gym membership and vitamins. I'm like, Mom, please, don't blame it on me. I got my bad habits from you, Dad, and Aunt Steve. My attitude's sour, yeah, but my futon sweet. And the hair on my ass, it is Jumanji. Suit untailored, ringtone Taylor Swift. Can't tweet upon my Twitter, cause I haven't done shit. Bank account red, body ungroomed. Only thing good about me is I'm off stage soon. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude, don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life's gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome. Suit on. untailored ringtone tip. Furthermore, I'm cornier than ethanol, cheesier than provolone. I've spent ages 8 to 10 living in a motorhome with an ego the size of Tim Duncan, even though I got shit for brains like a Blumpkin. I'm 24 serving lobster rolls because I spent a decade filling Optimos, and I'm not even the bomb in Maine. On my game, I'm only about as sexy as John McCain. Now put your hands up if you have nightmares, if you wouldn't man up if there was a fight here, if you got dandruff, if you drink light beer. I'm out of breath. But I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
All right. Hour number two, big shout out to all our great sponsors. Let me run down the list real quick. Clock Tower Pub, MMAMadhouse.com, Vision Smoke Shop, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, Ink Tank Tattoo, Jax Media, Go Fight Live TV, Aggressive MMA Clothing. Kevin, if you're listening, call in 310-742-1799. We'd love to talk to you after that whoop ass fight tonight. Hey, Texas Jeff has joined the party with all of us, Lapaki, Jeff. So, how you doing, Texas Jeff?
You know me, man. I'm always doing great. Just at the house, man.
Are the beers flowing tonight in Texas?
What'd you say, bro?
Are the beers flowing tonight in Texas?
No, not tonight, man. I'm trying to only drink once a week, man. I'm saving it for something else tomorrow. So I'm just kicking it tonight, you know? But tomorrow
nice.
I'll make up for it.
He's like, tomorrow I'm going to a Cucinera. Get hammered.
Oh, it can be whatever you want it to be. You know, I'll call it whatever you... Yeah, there's this badass arcade in San Antonio. Well, you probably know about it, Skippy. It's called Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Everybody knows
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, they serve beer, all kind of shit, so...
Do you ever play
down.
A horse racing game?
I think I have, yeah, yeah.
Where you can, like, build your own horse up, man? That shit's fun as fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff.
And then you get
there,
the card, because you can get the little card for your horse, you know, so you can, like, carry it around with you, and you can race it at other Dave & Buster's.
Oh, really? That's badass.
Yeah, man, and then you can build up your stats.
Man, start hustling people.
Yeah, dude, and then when you get tired of playing that, you can go play some Silver Strike bowling, man, or some Golden Tee.
Holy fucking nerd
yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm driving this girl over there, but I think my brother might have to drive us back because I'm not going to go there and not drink. And I don't drink and drive, but I'm just going to figure it out tomorrow, you know?
Dude, yeah. Oh, dude, there's no way that you can't, go down there and not have a couple of drinks. Especially, I know the Dave & Buster's I've been to, a few of them, you know, they like one or two of them, I think, at least one, had a hibachi grill in them. Oh, dude. Take a break to go get some food there. You start putting on some fucking sake. Next thing you know, you're fucking lit up.
Yeah, they get. Last time I was over there, I had some Cap'n Coke, and I told them it was a little weak. I got another one, man, and I think I had one or two more after that. They must have listened to me, man, because it was a good night after that. I don't remember much of it, but hey, they took care of me over there, man. They're cool people. Yeah. It's right there off Crossroads Boulevard.
Yeah.
In San Antonio. It's a badass little place right there, man.
Yeah, shit, dude. What is it, like 2 weeks away? Legacy will be down in San Antonio 2-3 weeks.
No shit. Is there still tickets or no?
Yeah, there's still tickets. It's at the Cowboy Dance Hall.
Oh, wow. Damn, I'm going to message you, Skippy, here tonight if I remember. I'm trying
I'll
to hear something about that.
Yeah, I'll
shoot
you a message.
I've never been to any live fights besides like a couple amateur fights that I didn't even know were going on there when I went.
I've never
been to any live fights.
Look, this is a good card, man. You got Leonard Garcia versus Nick Gonzalez. Ken Meek versus Pete Spratt. Obviously, you got DJ Linderman fighting Richard Ohms now there. We love big shout out, DJ. Go fuck up Richard Odoms. Who else we got? We got Roger Narvaez versus Chris Spicer, Ray Rodriguez versus Patrick Yarbrough. That's the main card that will be on TV. And that's at the Cowboy Dance Hall, man. So that's on the 13th.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you should go up. Oh, Billy Bush is on the undercard. I'm a fucking idiot. Hey, big shout out to a sponsor fighter for Clinch Custom Mouthguard, Billy Boo. How you doing, Billy Boo? Shit, too. So, yeah, there's a bunch of good fights on there.
Sounds real cool. Yeah, I haven't ever been to any fights, man. Usually I just kick it at the house or watch it at buddies or something.
Oh,
it's just usually been my ritual.
You're outside of Austin, right? Or are you outside of San Antonio?
No, I'm over here. I'm on the other side of San Antonio, going west of San Antonio.
Okay. Yeah, I know where you're at. So, I mean, you got...
Are you on the Air Force Base side?
No, I'm on you know where Bernie is, Skippy?
Yes.
Right next to San Antonio. I'm like 40 miles from Bernie going west.
Oh, so dude, yeah, you got to catch not only Legacy, but Premier Combat Group does a Cowboy Extreme cage fighting at the dance hall like every 2 months.
Yeah, you've been telling me about that, man. I keep bullshitting, and I need to go to it.
Dude, I could probably hook you up, dude, because they love us. It's a great, dude, they get them some killer fucking fights down there.
That's a
fun,
little organization.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's a good organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, now that their matchmaker for Premier Combat Group is also working with Legacy to put on the fence now, and she's got a great, a grasp on the sport of MMA, being around it for 7 years now, I think she said it was. And between pro and amateur matchmaking and working at events and all that, you know. So, yeah, they do it right down there, brother. You would definitely enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm sure I would, man. Sounds awesome.
I'm trying to think. Fuck UFC. I know they're coming back to Texas sometime soon.
Yeah, they're going to be in Houston, man, but it ain't really. I'm not going to spend $1,000 or $2,000 to go fucking deal with a bunch of idiots in Houston. Not that there's anything wrong with Houston. I like it, but I just never drove down there, and I wouldn't know where the fuck I'm going and all that stuff. But if it's in San Antonio or, like, Austin, that's a lot easier for me. It's only a couple hours away.
Houston's all right, man, but it ain't...
Yeah.
It ain't
no, I don't really mind Houston. I just don't know too much about it. I haven't been there too much.
Did you watch Titan tonight?
Did I? No, I just got back to the house. I wish I would have seen it, though. I wish I saw that thing you posted about that Tony Lopez guy. Man, that's fucked up. I know you guys already talked about it. I'm not going to bring it back up and make Skippy go off, but that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, hey, the Pocky, I just want to fuck with you really bad. And I thought you might enjoy this. Your buddy's on the phone live. Christoph, how'd you like to say hi to your favorite MMA writer ever, Lepaki? This is, dude, you've won the contest.
Oh,
no.
I love myself some Lepanta. Love me place on the Ponta Potty.
Dude, have you been drinking tonight by any chance?
Have what?
Have you been drinking?
It's a yes.
Yeah, dude, of course, bro. I'm out here solo, dude. I'm away from my fam, dude. I'm on the Texas solo, dude. Of course I've been drinking.
What part of Texas are you in again?
Central, dude. Central Texas, dude. I'm right in the middle of Dallas
Temple.
And Austin.
He's like Temple.
Oh, that's cool, man. I was born in Dallas.
Born in Dallas, dude. Nice, bro. Nice. Dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I haven't
town.
Been there in a while, but... Yeah, cool town. I haven't been there in a while, but...
What
okay.
event are you going to next, Christoph?
I'm sorry, what?
What event are you going to next?
You know what, man? I've been trying to schedule some stuff going on out here, dude, but I'm trying to work my stuff out, dude, where I'm buying a house and all that kind of crap, dude, so I'm on hold right now with Madhouse. I'm on.
No, you're live, dude. You're live with Madhouse right now. You're not on hold, dude.
Oh shit!
Put the bottle down for a second. Let's focus on the task.
Really, dude? Answering a question,
okay.
Bro. Come on now.
I've got to ask you. Greatest MMA gym in the world. Is it Jackson's MMA or Weekly Johnson?
Oh, damn, dude. I knew that was going to come up, man. Hey, you know how that shit rolls.
I just had to throw it out. I'm an ass
boy. All I know is that if anybody watched Fight Master last night, you wanted to have Greg Jackson on mute.
No, you know what, dude? I didn't watch Fight Master, dude, but I did watch Condit fucking knock some shit out, dude, and just destroy out in the cage, dude, and that's why I busted you guys' balls the other night, dude, giving you guys a hard time.
How'd the rest of the team do that night?
So, there was a loss out of that gym, you know, but come on now, dude. Come on now. How many towns roll up in a card like that? Out of, you know, how many guys get rolled up saying, "Hey, I'm fighting out of Albuquerque." Oh, how many? How many times do you guys hear? Well, we got a fighter out of Oregon.
A lot.
I don't know. Every time I see Chael Sonnen.
every time you hear Chael Sonnen, blah.
Randy Couture, Dan Henderson, based out of Oregon.
Chael
Matt
Sonnen,
Linlin.
Blah, blah, blah. Fuck Chael Sonnen. He's just a fucking mouth.
People's champion, man.
He's dated. Let's be relative.
I will have to.
Hey, whatever he is, he's one of the most well-paid fucking whatever you want to call him out there.
Oh,
well
really?
Paid mouth out
right
there,
now.
Yeah, I know.
He's I mean, he did just finish man. Fucking Shogun.
Okay.
But he's not very good.
But don't you find it interesting that he's so wealthy, but he couldn't keep his gym open?
You think
not
he could have, or he just didn't want, like it was a choice?
Well, that's the question. Was it a choice? Because, first of all, he left Quest and opened up his own gym, One MMA, and then shortly thereafter, he wrapped it up and shut the doors, and it was done. So, I don't know if his contract ran out with the Quest Team Quest deal, and he was just like, I'm going to go at it on my own, and then realize I'm too busy to fucking do it. You know, I just give Lopaki a hard time, but you make a valid point right there. He might have just been like, look, I'm just too fucking busy to run a gym. I'm running an MMA league. You know, I'm running a fucking gym. I'm trying to fight. I'm trying to commentate. I'm trying to take care of my wife. I'm trying to take care of a pizza.
He's got Mean Street Pizza to worry about, dude. You know what I mean? That's no small task.
Well, and he just had a lawsuit over his partner, who he had bought out, and he just wrapped that up in the last, like, 4 or 5 weeks, I believe. So, I know Lopaki's, but I think, honestly, he probably just said, I don't got fucking time.
He's a smart businessman. what sales is all about, dude. He's a smart businessman. He's making money. And where the money's to be made, that's where he's trying to stick his fat mouth.
Am I wrong, or did he was he involved in some amateur thing up in Oregon as well?
Yeah, actually, his organization, which is the FCFF, he's one of the owners of it. And there's some issues with the previous commission here and some issues with that promotion and supposedly some illegal shit that happened. It's all being investigated. They've removed the previous board member, and a lot of people have scattered like cockroaches. So I don't know what the whole fucking story is, but hopefully we'll find out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chael's whack. Sorry. Sorry, all you Chael lovers, but Chael's whack.
Hey, hey, everybody. Let's bring in the man, one of the referees that we can ask about some of the shit tonight. Hamlet, how you doing tonight, brother?
Not mad, man. What's going on with you guys?
Gotta ask you, what'd you think of that that fight tonight at Titan that I sent you the gift for?
Man. Well, I haven't seen it called that bad in a long time, man. That was horrible. Horrible.
What do you think could happen to a ref who does that?
Matters, man. It matters if you're in the in crew, man. You know, that's the problem with the referees nowadays, though. You know, I trash on what's her Skeletor all the time, man, and she still used to see her in the UFCs and shit, man. So
now, the second one, the Tony Lopez from last night, where the referee wrestled him off and then he sucker punched him with a hammer fist.
Yeah.
What would you have done there, Hamlet?
The ref did his job. He ripped him off. I mean, I don't know if you guys were there when Jeremy Horn and Berkman up here in Washington, when Berkman and they had some previous stuff going on, and Horn chokes him unconscious, and the ref's ripping him off, and then Horn gets up and spits on him. Were you guys around when that happened?
No.
Yep.
No, yeah. that was here in Washington, but yeah, they. I mean, you gotta get physical with those guys sometimes and rip them off, and they get caught up in the moment. I seen a little interview with Lopez where he's talking about the guy did something with his wife. Where he was upset about something prior to with his wife or whatever, which is it's not that's out of character for him, man. I've never seen him act like that. I've seen him fight quite a bit.
Skippy's written him off.
What's that?
Skippy's written him off.
I've totally written Tony Lopez off, but we're not going to talk about that in a negative light anymore. I already went on my rant earlier. I think as a referee, you're in a situation like that to where you have to physically remove one fighter from another. How do you address that when you're training a referee coming up to the organization?
You get it. You got to get as physical as you need to get. I mean, like when I'm training guys to come up, man, you put yourself in between the down fighter and the fighter still attacking. I put my back usually towards them, and then I just shove backwards. I've had them punching over the top of me or whatever else, but you put your body in between the two of you guys and just shove backwards. You get more leverage and stuff that way.
Well, and that's got to go with the respect of the fighter, though, you know, as well, right? I mean, the fighter's got to have some kind of respect in the fight, you know, knowing that his opponent is down. He's not trying to pop you in the back of the head or knock you in the ear, you know what I mean?
But that's why I say that I believe this is part of the reason that he has never made it to that upper level during his career is because obviously a lot of the stuff that you heard about him over the years, about his attitude and his ability to work with others and stuff, showed true that night. You know,
what about when Baroni punched the ref right there in the UFC? Don't you remember that one?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it didn't hurt him any.
Yeah. And honestly, we talked about the Paul Daly issue earlier. You know, I don't agree with sucker punching or any of that shit, you know, spitting, being disrespectful. Look, this is supposed to be sport, man. You're supposed to have respect, you know, for your opponents. The referees, the judges, the fans, your team, the other team. That's why it's a sport, man. You want a street fight?
That's where it comes out. Yeah, who's the fighter? His background, dude. Straight up, man. It comes out who's the fighter. Where is his background from? What is he doing? Where did he come from? How did he grow up? Some of these guys can be labeled as, not a lot of them, but, some of them can be labeled as trash bags. That's how I see it, just total trash bags. But
yeah, but at the same time, I understand your point, but I can't give it any validity, man. Let's be honest. How many guys grew up in the slums of San Pablo, fighting every day to survive and eating fucking nasty food and living in shit water, watching people get hacked up by cocaine lords and make it up to the UFC and are well respected after?
Four.
You know what I say to that too, though, is your gym and who's training you. Who picked you up? And where are you training?
Winklejohn Jackson's MMA never allowed that to happen.
Dude, I'd rather train with Frank Shamrock.
Dude, you'd rather train with fucking the Brazilians or the Black Zillions. Come on, the
potty.
Then Jackson's? Yeah.
Give me a break, dude.
You'd go with
losers over fucking winners. Come on now.
Jack.
I like how you're like losers. Okay, let's remember what happened the other night.
What happened to the Black Zillions
the other night?
The Black Zillions.
I'm not saying the Black
Zillions
are good, but how was Jackson's performance the other night?
They did pretty well, dude. They did pretty good, bro. And I'm not gonna focus on Jackson's anymore.
Bubba McDaniel lost. Eric Perez lost. Donald Cerrone lost.
All right. Well, how? Come on now. How many fighters are out there on that card? How many fighters are out there from Oregon? Or wherever your home's...
How many of these guys are actually from Albuquerque?
I'm sorry, what?
How many of these guys are actually from Albuquerque? I mean, if you want to look at shit like that.
Well, I mean, the guy that won, straight up, grew up in Albuquerque.
Okay. Okay, well, the guy that won the last main event was from fucking Oregon.
We used to have a lot of good fighters come out of Oregon, but old Darcy ruined it down there for you guys, man. He killed the whole MMA scene down there.
I got a 125er out of Oregon right now that'll come down there and stomp a mud hole in anybody in New Mexico.
Hey, here we go.
It's not even a battle about who's better out of what state.
Anytime
you see a UFC card or anytime you see a card, you're going to see a guy coming out of Albuquerque. I don't care what you fucking say. There's going to be a guy on that fight card that's fighting out of Albuquerque. And it's Jackson's Winklejohn's MMA. They're coming out of that gym. And those guys promote fighters and they promote good fighters and they put them out there.
Okay, well, that's
and I don't know what
the
argument is all about, I don't give a shit,
UFC
dude. They put them out there.
Hey, Christoph, just so you know, I thought you might like to know that the current winning percentage of the entire Black Zillion camp since its inception is 36.67% with a 2% error rate.
Of the Black Zillions?
Yep. So basically,
that's not that good.
They win 4 out of 10, and they have currently 2 title holders both in the CFA. So, and they have one Black Zillion with a winning record in the UFC, and that's Vitor Belfort.
Thank you. Point proven.
Most defeats since joining
the
camp.
What point?
Anybody?
All you did was like hop on my fucking bandwagon of anti-fucking Black Zillions from like 2 years ago, finally. Wow. Man, you really can prove a point.
You've had the most losses since joining the Black Zillions. It's a famous guy.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Gillard.
Yeah. And he tried to go back to Jackson. They wouldn't let him for whatever reason, too, remember?
Yeah, he's 1-4 since joining the Black Billions.
I don't know all the what happened with Melvin and Jackson's dude, but he burned his bridge. You know, you burn those bridges, you go somewhere else, bro. You burnt your bridge, dude. You're not welcome at, you know, one of the elite freaking gyms in the world.
Dude,
and
no
so what's his, you know, what's his record? What's he proving now? I don't know what to say. You know what? It's not like.
Here's
a funny
story.
Here's a funny story.
City of Spokane. City of Spokane will have three tough champions.
I muted him. What were you saying, LaPaki?
The city of Spokane will have three tough champions by the end of 2013.
Oh, you think?
Bet that shit.
Yeah, no, it's easy to say, like, I mean, yeah, Melvin's Gallard is 1-4, but, I mean, in 2 years, that could all change because 2 years ago they wanted him. You know, he was one win away from a title shot. And I'm just not talking just Melvin Gallard. I'm talking about anyone. Carlos Condit was just on a 2-5 losing streak, and now he's, you know, he's winning again. So that's not really – I don't really see how that's that valid. Like, talking about, you know, I don't know if percentages or whatever.
It's the Black Billions curse, Jeff. It's that simple. Look, yesterday the guy who fought Tony Kryptonite, it was his debut for the Black Billions. And the guy was undefeated, and he won every fight in the first round KO, and then he gets choked out and sucker punched. It's the Black Zillion curse. Hey, name somebody other than, well, I guess even Rumble lost his first fight with them, so never mind.
Tyrone Spong hasn't lost a fight with Black Zillion.
That's true. That's true. But that
didn't Rashad win his first fight with him?
No, he didn't.
Did he? He beat Tito. He beat Tito, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought his first fight with him was John Jones.
I think it was. I don't think his first fight with him was John Jones.
I thought it was Tito.
Somebody Google that shit.
So is this just a battle of the four of us, or what?
No, there's a bunch of people on here, but they're all taking turns to talk because they're not wanting to talk to you, I guess. Okay. He fought Tito to a draw, then Bisping. What? So he didn't fight Jones.
He didn't fight Jones for a while. He had to beat Tito and then Davis.
Yeah. Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, Tito was just...
Dude, from Tito, it was Michael Bisping, Chuck Liddell, Forrest Griffin, Leotis, then Thiago, then Quentin, then Tito, then Phil, then John Jones. That's from Tito in 07 all the way to
Tito was his first fight. Tito was his first fight with those guys.
In 2011.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he beat Phil Davis, then lost to John Nogueira, and then beat Henderson, or so some say.
Fuck, that Nogueira fight sucked. God damn it. Rashad's one of my favorite fighters, besides when he fought Bisping. I've rooted for him.
How do you think his fight will go against Chael if they set that up? That'd be a good fight.
Fuck, I don't know. I think it'll be hard for him if Chael can get in his rhythm.
So I got a question with our – we're on with a ref, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
All right. So how do you – you know, you're getting ready to come into a good fight between two potential, you know, good fighters, you know, and how do you prep yourself for that, you know? Are you do you do a background on these guys? Are you understanding what their strength is, what the guys.
Every single fight to me is exactly the same when I'm reffing it. No fight is no more important than the other one when you're reffing it. That's how I always approach it, man. Because that's how you screw up. That's definitely how you screw up. You try to make. What's that?
I was just wondering. You know, a guy can take a. You know, you watch a fighter that can take a ton of head of shots. And be all right.
I'll tell you what,
or, anything like that and recover.
Anybody who see me rest, you're gonna get punched in the face quite a bit when I'm repping. I'm gonna let you fight. I'm a fighter.
Hey,
I'm a fighter.
True. That's true.
Some of the best fights
we do
that you saw on any up here in the Northwest. Some of the best fights, this guy was left with them, and that's why they were the best fights, because he let the fighters do what they do.
That's what I enjoy. You know, and that's what I like to see. I don't want to see the referee jump in when a guy can, you know, handle what's being given to him and recover.
Something I teach guys now that I'm starting to coach other people how to ref now is when a fighter goes down, instinctively don't stop. If he goes down and he flops backwards, then look to stop the fight. But if he instinctively starts coming forward, he's still in the fight. Let him fight. You know, the guard was invented as a defensive position. You know, just because the guy gets dropped, let the guy keep fighting. Keep going.
Right.
If he gets put, you know what I mean?
I was saying, so you're saying, you know, it's different if a guy, you know, gets dropped, that's one thing, but it's how he reacts, you know, if he's not just flopping on the ground, if he's moving and trying to, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
To
I mean, you got to give him that chance. If his first instinct is flops backwards, his arms go backwards or whatever, and, you know, then you can look to stop him. Like, what's his face? Overeem. That one, he would have got at least one more. He would have got punched at least one or two more times if I was repping that fight. You know? Just because he was not all the way out yet, and that's just how I rep. I give those guys, those fighters, that sometimes they might grab a hold of you. You know what I mean? Suck you in. When you're trying to come into the kill, they might instinctively just grab a hold of you, and then they recover, and they're back in the fight again.
What do you think about what Skippy was talking about earlier, how if a ref makes a series of bad calls or one really bad call or whatever, and I mean, every situation is different, but do you think that there should be some type of, I don't know,
it should be evaluated every year. Every year the referee should be evaluated, the same thing with the judges. They should be, you get graded, you move up, just like, or, you know, doing the major leagues. Those umpires and stuff like that, man, those guys move up and down all the time.
Are you guys not? Are you guys not graded? Are you guys not graded like that?
No. No, I've ref two UFCs up here, man, and they don't care.
That's ridiculous.
they don't care.
Would you say that the referee training is, I mean, not training, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, testing, training is adequate? Like, do you think that... Do you think that they show you enough?
No, it's horrible.
I don't know if it's training, it's knowledge.
Here in Washington, this is what it takes. You have to go to a course, and then you can get a certification. You get certified, and then they kind of make you shadow a ref a couple times at a show, and then that's it. Basically, you're qualified to ref at the professional level.
Wow.
It's more hard.
That's ridiculous.
That's fucked up, though, man. You know, someone's livelihood is in your hands. Their paycheck, you know, their health.
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
The refs here in Washington, though, I'm not nice about it. I've had guys try to come up and ref at the pro level, and I'm like, dude, you need to go learn in the amateurs. I was like, you suck. I straight up tell them. I don't care. I mean, why not? I mean, you can't take that back. The amateurs, you can take back. You know, hey, they got another fight. But once they get that pro... We make bad calls at the pro level, man. There's no taking those calls back. They stay the record permanently, you know?
Good for you, man. I honestly think you need to have some fighter history behind yourself before you come into this as a ref. And you got to know
Absolutely.
Some knowledge of guys that you're fighting or who you're going to start refing. I honestly think you need to know. You know, what is this guy capable of? Can he take this? Can he do this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
also
then you're reffing with a bias when you do that. You're reffing with a bias. It's not good to be that. If you ref just everything the same, you assume everybody can take the same amount of damage and, you know, and ref it down the fine line, down that line. I've had pros tap to punches just because they know that I'm repping the fight. Because it's, you know, it,
Well,
I think that's good. Take everyone as a, like, ref every fight the same and just see how, you know, they may react different from one fight. Than, you know, one fight they may have taken a shitload of damage. The next fight, you know, they might get hit on the butt and then they're done. But then they're taking a bunch of unnecessary punches or something.
Now you can tell. You can.
But, yeah, but then you saw them, you know, the month before take a lot more. So, you know, yeah, I think that you should ref every fight the same and not think about, oh, this guy, you know, he's taken beatings before or whatever like that.
Okay, well, I understand where you're coming from on that one, on your comments there, dude. I totally understand, dude. But you got a guy that's, you know, I agree. I hear that. Now that I think about what I'm saying, you know, but it's, you know, you got a strong chin. You can't call the fight. You can't call the fight off of one shot.
You should be sometimes.
It's not going to hurt. I've seen a lot of one punchers.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, when guys get knocked out when they're already asleep, honestly, how many punches do they feel after that? None. I mean, really, if you're not, you know what I mean? Very rarely is there any damage. I mean, you don't want to let them take too much damage, obviously, but stopping them early is doing more damage to me than stopping at one punch late. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
so there
what if,
is no
history.
You don't do any history on a
absolute,
fight.
Absolutely not.
Card,
I
don't do any history on the fight.
I don't want to know any history. I don't want to know. I don't. You can. A fighter's eyes will tell you a lot when you're out there, man. I do not want to know at all.
Right on, man.
Well, and Hamlet, you've roughed these motherfuckers enough times that you know.
Well, it's the same fight.
Where's that put our being a Zupa zombie or whatever, you know?
Wow.
Hey, that
what
wasn't
was
me,
that?
Guys. You guys always give me shit. That wasn't me. So
that was me. So where do you, as far as, you know, how we look at referees that are refereeing fights now, do you think they're looking at these guys, these fights, these big fights?
Look at
that. Big fight coming up tomorrow night. You think we got a, you know, referee that's looking at the Pettis fight tomorrow night?
Look at that Kevin McDonald referee at the Boston show when McDonald and what's the little one hit guy, whatever, one punch, Pickett. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Pickett and McDonald. Remember McDonald had him out on his feet, and that ref let him stay in the fight and stayed in there, and he ended up coming back and ended up being fight of the night, where it could have been an easy TKO or knockout by a lot of other people, you know?
But
that ref did a great job that night. That ref had a couple fights that were really, he did really well in.
He's out of the same system I'm out of. He's out of Matt Hume's system. He's from the same area I'm from, but now he lives over on the East Coast. So he's a damn good ref. He's a damn good ref, though, for sure.
Good stuff. Hmm. But
hey, by the way,
I remember that guy.
Tomorrow, GNP Philippines, Deep Jewels Tokyo Japan, UB12 in Malaysia. We've also got MMA World League and Mananar. We got Fight for Peace, the Eliminator Series in the Philippines, and Beisai Fight 1 in Yokohama, Japan. Thank you, Asian
Yokohama,
MMA.
Yokohama, you fucking
Oh, Yokohama. Hey, I'm a fucking white trash motherfucker. I'll talk all kinds of illiterate.
Yeah, dude, well, you drive a Camaro, so you should know about Yokohama tires, fool.
I drive a bitchin' Camaro. Say it fucking right, son. I don't just drive a regular Camaro. It's a bitchin' Camaro.
Hey, Skip, whatever happened to that girl show they had over in Japan? Did that thing go under or what?
No, that's Deep Jewels is tonight.
Yeah. Yep, tonight.
Deep ended up buying Jewels out.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just Deep Jewels.
What do we got, about 8 hours or something, if that?
Yeah, but the Future Princess is fighting on that one. And then so is Joachim Hansen's girlfriend.
See, I tell you what, I was over in Asia tonight, man. I'd be fucking happy. There's so many good events.
There's like eight events in Asia tonight.
I wish more people got to see Joachim Hansen, man. I love watching that guy fight back in the day when he was in his prime.
Dude, okay. He was a beast, man.
So we're talking about this.
Remember his walk-off knee to the head. He just threw that knee and just kind of walked off, and the guy wasn't even, the ref hadn't even called it yet. Do you remember that one? That leg lock guy?
Yeah, dude.
I think it was when he fought Aminari.
Yeah, like, fuck, man. I think I might be thinking about something different.
It was Aminari. He just kept throwing for leg locks and takedowns, and Joaquin Hansen freaking just threw that back knee, knocked him out cold, and just walked out. It was a walk-off, like a walk-off home run kind of thing.
So, as a referee, would you like to see yes or no towards the 1FC rule implemented here stateside?
What's that? Will you get stomped or face or what?
Soccer kick, knees to the head.
I don't like it in the cage. It's a little bit more dangerous with stomping the face in the cage because their head gets their head's planted up against the cage, you know.
Yeah, there's no gear.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I like.
I think you should be able to stop soccer kick.
I agree. That's like gangster street bang. That should not be allowed. There's nothing skilled about that. That should not be allowed at all.
Yeah, but remember when Wes did that to Frank Mir? He stomped his head when he's in the cage.
Hey, folks, yeah. 310-742-1799. We got 13 minutes of live air, so if we keep this party going, you're going to have to call in to listen. Otherwise, catch the replay, bitches.
Hey, who are you guys picking tomorrow night with Mir and Josh Barnett? I haven't been around
Barnett. And then I've got Barnett winning over Ben Askren in his second fight.
Yeah. I've seen Ben at the weigh-ins. I noticed that tonight.
Yeah. Dana White.
I like Barnett freaking didn't even put his fist up, just stood there and looked at him.
Yeah. Well, Barnett has a huge striking advantage in that fight.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
He weighed in a little less tonight, didn't he? Weighed in a little lighter.
Barnett? He was in the 250. He was in the 241, I think.
Josh Barnett fought some impressive people, man. Let's think about it. He's a 32-6. And, I mean, a lot of the fights, I agree, were back in the day. But, I mean, he's been in there against some of the best. He has twice as many wins as Frank and one less loss. And, I mean, let's be honest, Daniel Cormier, he took him to the distance, man. The guy everybody's touting is like the phenom right now besides JDS and Kane. He fought a lot of good guys. I mean, especially over the years. You think about his fight with Mirko or his fight with Nogueira back in the Pride days over a couple fights.
His first fight with Pedro Hizo, that one was good. When Pedro knocked him out, remember that one?
Dude, that was a great fucking fight.
Yeah,
he had no air in trouble, didn't he?
He had him in that knee bar.
And I know that 6 years ago, 7 years ago, that he had the trilogy with Mirko. But let's be honest, anybody who went 3 rounds with Mirko back in the day is a tough motherfucker.
Yeah, that was Krokop was nasty back then, man.
I mean, think about it. He beat Mark Hunt. He beat Nogueira. He beat Rizzo. He beat Gilbert. He's beaten Roger Karatanov. He's beaten so many. Alexander. I mean, God, the list goes semi-show. I mean, great strikers. You know, great wrestlers. Great fishing guys. He beat them all, man. Dude, look. He beat Dan Severn, you know, back in 2000. You know, I mean, he's good. I think he's fucked up. Frank
Mir. Wasn't he a Russian special agent?
Let's tell you on that. Okay, what about the Clay Guida Fernandez fight? Who do you guys got?
Hey, real quick, Kippy, if the fight goes to the ground with Mir and Barnett, who do you guys give the edge to?
Barnett.
It's gonna be a wash. Neither. It'll cancel each other out. Neither guy, honestly.
I think I give those to Mir.
Mir ain't subbing him. Mir is not subbing him. It's not. and Josh is good on top. Mir's good on bottom, and Josh is good on top. He's going to cancel each other out. You know?
I don't know. I don't think anybody thought that Mir would break McGregor's arm.
Yeah, but that's because Nogueira was stubborn and didn't want to tap.
Well, he saw
that's just an absolute ramble.
Let's not forget the previous 8.5 minutes of that fucking fight. Nogueira was beating him up.
Yeah.
And it's just and like the fucking Brock Lesnar first fight. He runs around, I beat Brock Lesnar. Yeah, you caught him in a fucking toe hold after your face looks like fucking hamburger meat, you punk little dick.
Nogueira
gets praised for that, though, for getting beat up for 10 minutes and subbing him, though, you know?
Yeah, he also didn't fight the best Nogueira. This is a post-Nogueira. It's not, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, and let's be honest.
I don't know. He's the first guy to ever knock out and submit Nogueira. So, I mean, I don't think he can discredit him too much.
He gets trashed Nogueira got famous for, though, for taking beatings and pulling out the sub.
Oh, yeah.
What's the take on the Pettis? You know, that's kind of the, you know, the Pettis-Ando fight. You know, that's kind of interesting.
Something. I want to touch on something about Frank Mir. He's got a very suspect chin. Don't forget, I don't know how it had to be a little bit ago, but remember, fucking Vera hit him on a step back jab and put him to sleep. So don't forget that shit. He's got a suspect chin.
Well, also
don't
forget that Frank Mir is probably shouldn't even be fighting if you think about the fucking motorcycle accident.
That's fair. That's understandable. That's something you have to do as a person of credit and hope and inspiration. But as a fighter, fuck, who gives a two shit?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Go ahead, Texas Jeff.
I don't know, man. I'm a fan of both guys, man. But I don't know. I just would like to see. I don't want to see Josh Barnett lose his not his debut, but you know he hasn't been in the UFC in a long time. But I don't want to see Frank Mir. You know he's my boy too. I don't want to see him lose three in a row. And I don't know. I hope Mir wins it, man.
Who do you guys got in the Vera Rockwell fight?
Vera.
Vera looked. He looked in shape at 240, man. He looked in real good shape.
You think he was kind of dumb?
He was my old teammate on the Air Force wrestling team. We were on wrestling team together, man. And he was wrestling at 215 back then. And he was kind of soft. He looked good today at weigh-ins.
So
Vera and you wrestled together in the military?
Yeah, we were in the Air Force. We were both on the Air Force team.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I was actually fighting back then, and Vera was like, I'll never fight, man. I'm too pretty to fight. That's what he used to say.
That makes sense.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I hope somebody gives
him a
hand.
Who'd
want to
fight, Vera or his wife?
His wife's nasty, boy. That girl, she's got some hands on her.
I think she boxes Brandon up.
You guys asked about the Guida fight. How do you guys see the Guida fight going?
Maybe
yeah.
KO.
Yeah.
Be awesome to see Mendez get the KO. I'm just sick of Guida, man. I don't even think he was ever that exciting as the UFC tried to push him. I think somebody said it last time I called in. I think it was Lapati. He said, you know, the fights Clay was exciting in was the ones he was getting his ass beat. And, you know.
Yeah.
No, he loses every exciting fight. He lost to Roger Huerta. He lost to Henderson. He lost every. Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. All of his losses since 2006, I believe, late 2006, he's only had one loss where somebody finished him.
Yeah, that's Florian,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Florian's the only person to finish him in a loss since Roger Huerta back in late 2007. So.
Yeah, Clay's,
well, yeah,
Clay's
dude,
my boy. I'm hoping.
Fucking Gray Maynard would have had to run like Usain Bolt to fucking get a hold of that son of a bitch in their fight.
It's hard for him to get KO'd. I believe that he's going to stay moving around too much and play that clinch game and grab him to the ground and stand him back up and go running around and bounce the head around.
Yeah.
I think Mendez can counter it, though, man. I don't think he's going to let him tie up too much.
I hope not. Jose Aldo, I believe, is Menendez's only loss, right?
Yeah.
And
there's even controversy in that because, you know, Menendez was going for a takedown and Aldo used the cage to stay up and then landed the knee after he regained his balance.
Well, it's not like he hasn't been fighting some tough guys. I mean, he beat Cody. He beat, what's that, Joseph?
He beat Cody with a fucking liver shot.
Yeah,
that's wild. Oh, Mendez is nasty. I mean, come here.
He looked like he was trying to go like Kano from Mortal Kombat 1 on his ass.
Okay, so we've got the Guido Menendez fight now. What about Koch and Poirier?
That's good.
That was a tough fight to pick, but I'm going with my hometown guy, Poirier. I wouldn't be surprised if Koch won the decision.
Yeah, Poirier's the one that had fought the zombie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fight. That was a night. That was a war, man. Those guys.
That was an amazing fight.
Yeah.
I kind of hope Eric Koch wins.
And I think Ben Henderson's going to use his wrestling more tomorrow night. I mean, Guida beat Pettis, you know, holding him down. So I don't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, and Ben's hard to sub.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I kind of think Pettis. If Pettis were to win, he'd win by submission. It sounds strange because Ben's so hard. I don't think Ben's like. I think he's defended like 38 submission attempts or some shit. Without submitting.
Yeah, he's so flexible.
Yeah,
he gets out of him.
Yeah, the stuff that he gets out of is ridiculous, for sure. Some of those guillotines that Cowboy had him in, stuff like that. Do you remember that in the WEC?
Yeah, dude. That was fucking so nuts, dude. Like 99.8 fucking percent of the people that roll would have tapped to those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do miss the WEC, though, by the way. I love the old WEC.
Dude, that
I think Lamprey Guida had him in a pretty tight guillotine, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the third round, I think. Or the second. Oh, no, man.
I got Pettis for tomorrow night. I think you've got that one.
I'll tell you what. I think Pettis is a fighter that wants to win, and I think Ben Henderson is a fighter who's afraid to lose. And I think it's going to come down to a decision fight because Henderson is going to blow tight up and then Pettis get crazy.
Anthony Hamlet, who wins?
Yo.
Hamilton or Shmuelino Rama? MFC heavyweight title.
Wow, this Rama guy is on fire. I don't really know too much about him other than what you guys said. But I would hope our Northwest guy wins, but I don't know. That Rama guy's nasty. You guys tell me he's not going to make it out of the first round.
Yeah, dude. I'll tell you what. I didn't say this, but somebody else said that old boy better bring a pillow because Rama's going to put him to sleep.
That's crazy. Huh?
I mean, you know, it's just shit I hear. But, you know, I tell you what, I got a feeling Rama's going to make a serious fucking statement with this fight.
And what happens if Hamill wins? Then all of a sudden he's the man now, or what?
If Hamill wins, he proved that this young phenom needs more time to grow and to get better, obviously, but he showed all the world that he deserves to be the MFC champion and get paid and have that target on his back until Rama has a fight or two under his belt and is able to come back and you know, try to fight for that title again. But I don't see it happening. I think he is too young, too talented, too much of a phenom. I think he is not ready for the top seven in the UFC, but I think he's ready to smash homeboy.
I think it could be like Hamilton, Mike Riddle. That's how I think it could go. But Hamilton
oh, wow. That sucks. He's been, well, he remember when he went to Vegas and got knocked out and went like under 20, didn't he, before Hamilton?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we saw him get knocked out by Fabiano Turner, too.
And look, I'm not saying Hamilton's not a good fighter, and I'm not saying that, you know, cage sport doesn't have a champion that's rightfully, you know, deserving, but I'm telling you, he is stepping up to probably one of the top, if not the top, prospects for heavyweight in the world right now. I guarantee this guy, if he stays focused, and Lapasi, feel free to tell me I'm lying, but he stays focused in the next 5 years, he's the number one heavyweight in the world.
Anthony, Rummage yep. squats 750 for sets of 10. 750 for sets of 10.
Damn.
That's, you know what that is. That's huge numbers.
Yeah.
That's a beast,
and
man.
He's
vertical,
he moves,
something ridiculous, like 38 inches or something.
And he moves like a 205-er. Yeah. That's scary. He moves quick.
What's his vertical, Rob?
Well, it's like 38 or 36, 36, 38 inches.
Like 250-pound man. It's crazy.
It's insane. But, you know, once again, you know, you're talking about somebody who's been in the grind. He's been in deep fights. He's been beat. He knows how to handle himself. He could come in with that little bit of veteran, you know, behind him more than, you know, Rama, and maybe see something that nobody else caught on to yet. I don't know. The fight's going to settle it all. But I'm saying right now, knowing both fighters, I think Rama wins. He wins in a devastating fashion. And, I mean, I'm talking
when
like
is that
Dan,
fight?
Michael Bisbee.
When's that fight?
October 4th.
When is it? Buffalo? Yeah, because obviously Hamill proved he wasn't worried about taking a fight before that at all.
Yeah.
No, but I'll tell you this, that Shmielina wasn't too happy about hearing he had a fight.
That's for sure.
Hey, Jeff, since these guys are here, you can't say it because I can. Our Washington State idiots up here, the Department of Licensing, they won't approve Maurice Smith versus Matt Kovacs because Maurice is too old. Is that stupid or what?
Yeah, they think that Kovacs has too much of an advantage and that Maurice could get hurt.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think
You're not talking about a high-level striker. You're talking about one of the best heavyweight strikers ever.
Yeah.
You know? He was world champion for 10 years in kickboxing. You know? He was a former UFC heavyweight champion. I mean, and you're worried about him? I've rolled with Mo, too. He's good on the ground, too. He's not bad at all.
Yeah.
But they know more than us. But I tell you what, now if the UFC came into town and they put that fight together, they wouldn't even question it. They'll do it. They'll bend over backwards and stick it in all of our asses that work for them. So.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to worry about the UFC coming back to Seattle anytime soon with that poor shit turnout at the last one.
Well, the card, or, you know, they stacked the card for two shows, and then that last one wasn't nearly as stacked.
What was the last card
in Washington?
They pulled me.
Mighty
too,
Mouse,
right?
Moraga.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, because Misha was on that card. And.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. It was. I personally felt like they had a horrible turnout, and it had nothing to do with more than the fact that people didn't want to go support that organization, because if there's really that many Zupa Zombies in Seattle, that place would have been packed. Amateur events that same weekend were packed.
Do you think the UFC charges too much? Do you think that they should charge different prices for different, like, fighters or something?
They do.
Maybe, I don't know how to word it.
They do. The fight nights are cheaper than the pay-per-views.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like $55 for general or something like that.
Because I've never been to an event, but I know that, I mean, I've read and stuff that, you know, prices... This one dude was saying he was looking for a ticket, and he got the ticket, and they were like $1,000 or something like that. And I don't know.
For a fight night, $400 is the highest paid ticket up here.
Oh, really?
Well, that's on like the primary market.
Or
you can go like secondary
or
market.
Whatever.
You can go secondary market. Like I had a friend that bought tickets to the Houston event, and she paid like $150 for them. She could turn around right now and sell them for like $775 on eBay.
Fuck.
Insane. Well, fuck, guys.
The Houston event sold out?
No, the Houston event.
Yeah, I think so. No, I'm pretty sure it is.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
Oh. Because
that's got Dos Santos and Velasquez and...
yeah, Nelson and Sanchez, Melendez, Rockhold,
yeah,
Boshek, Lombard, Morquette, Noon, George Strapolulo,
George Sotteropoulos.
Fucking Aussie, yeah.
Sarah Kaufman, Jessica I, John Dawson, Jarrell Monti. Yeah, that's not a bad card. I still think the Cain Vasquez Jr. to Santa fight card 3 is a shit fight. I have no taste for
hey, what
it.
Happened in, what happened in Hallman's fight tonight?
The invisible nut shot.
No comment. No comment.
Was it that bad?
Dude, he took a shot to the solar plexus and went down, Chris screaming, it was his knees. And then after the fight, and they asked him about it, he goes, everyone's seen my balls on TV. That was his response.
That's true. They have.
You know,
well, he did quit, or?
Well, no, he said he took a nut shot, but when they showed the replay, there was no nut shot. And he sat down for like 5 minutes trying to get him to DQ it.
Did he have? Did they take a point away?
Yeah.
Was it the first nut shot, or was it the second one?
No. It was the first one, and it wasn't even a nut shot. Even the commentator.
Wait a minute. Why did they take a point away on the first nut shot? So you get a warning.
Yeah.
Well, because
apparently not there.
But dude, let's be honest. They didn't take the point away till after the doctor came in and they went to restart the fight because. When they went to restart the fight, he said, I've taken a point away. The commentators were like, what? Why? You know, they even objected verbally over the show. I mean, the crowd booed. First of all, if you watch the replay, he was clinched up. He took about 12 to 15 knees over about a 15-second period, and every knee was just blasting him in his ribcage. And then all of a sudden he went down and said he took a nut shot, and the rest was like, okay, can you fight? And he's like, I don't know. And he laid around for like 7 minutes because they were like, 5 minutes is up. Are you going to fight or not? You know, and he's like, I guess. You know, and then fucking Pat Miletich asked him afterwards. He goes, did they just hit the top of your cup or what? You know, because it didn't look like it hit you in the groin. He goes, everyone's seen my nuts.
You think he just wanted a way out or what, Skippy? Because I didn't see the fight, but I've heard you guys talk about it.
I feel like he was getting blasted.
I think he got barraged and stunned
and
he just wanted
hurt.
A break.
Yeah, I think he got hurt and took a break. I honestly do. That clinch game from Dan Hornbuckle and the striking game was, I mean, so technically sound tonight. And Hallman couldn't handle the stand-up, and he took him down, and he couldn't do much on the ground either. And how that fucking judge called it 29-27 for Hallman, I'll fucking never understand.
Because of the nut shot, dude, he lost the point.
Dude,
he should not even lost the point. Sound like it. I don't know. I didn't. What?
First of all, he should have lost the point. He won round one and round two and round three. Taking a motherfucker down and dry humping him while he's continually fighting from the bottom, punching you in the face and working to get back up, does not score you a fucking a win because you took him down and couldn't do shit with the guy.
It shouldn't, but it does, man. Apparently.
He did not take him down and did not show such great dominance on the ground that he deserved to win the ground game. Period. He couldn't do shit.
I don't know. He had his back for a lot of the second round.
Okay, still then. You give a 9-9 first round, 10-8 second, or 10-9 second, 10-9 third. Not, dude, right there, it would have been a draw.
They need to do more drawing rounds, more 9-9 rounds, man.
No, they should have judged the fight in its entirety, and you would have said that fucking in its entirety, Dan Hornbuckle won the fight.
Not 9-9.
Yeah, but you can't win them all. You know, they're not going to do that. So, you know, you got to go with what you can't, what we do have right now, and think, you know, well, if that's how the rules are going to be, they should, you know, accommodate them this way. Because, you know, they're not going to judge them like Pride, and we know that, so that we should.
No. I know.
If you're a judge, if you can't make a decision, then you shouldn't be a judge. You got to make a decision. There can't be a bunch of draws. Can't be 9-9s all over the place. So I'll just fuck everything up. Can't be like
that. I'm not saying all over the place, man, but, you know, sometimes, so.
Make a decision. All you got to do is make a decision as a judge.
I think it's harder to call it a 10-8 round than it is to call it a 9-9 round.
So do you think there's a winner for every fight, no matter what?
Yep. I do.
Yep.
I don't know. I have to disagree. I mean, some fights aren't. I think some fights, most, I think 95% of the fights there is a winner. But I think some of them you got to, you know, I think there is, it would be a draw. Especially when there's special circumstances like a nut shot or a, you know, or a point taken away or something. Then
I'd like to see a 3-minute overtime then, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd like to see a 3-minute overtime. You know, if it's a draw where the fight's that close, to the, you know, take it out of the judge's hands and put it 3-minute overtime. Let's go. Whoever wins this round. You know,
I'd rather see two rounds, a 10 and a 5.
Fuck yeah. I'd rather see a 10-minute first round and a 5-minute second. I think that would fucking solve a lot of problems. How many guys do you see right there at the 5-minute mark who need that break? Well, either step up or get off the fucking pot because there's no more break. You're going to fight for 10 straight.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
too.
But those fights, those 10-minute rounds, though, they're not as fast-paced, but, you know, like, the crowd's more educated, you know what I mean? They're not sitting there booing because the guy took them down and whatever else, and they're working.
Amen. Amen to that.
They give them a lot more, you know, leeway with working on stuff like that, too.
Okay, fellas, you know what? I'm getting off the fucking show because right now I'm half-naked and I want to go fucking smoke ganja and take a shower and go to work.
All
right,
thanks.
Here, guys.
Hey,
you guys all have,
man,
a good night, man. Be safe.
Thank
all
you,
right,
everybody,
enjoy the weekend.
You too, guys. Later, man.
Stay ugly.
Stay ugly. That's fucked up, Jeff. Big shout out to Jeff. Please press the mouth card. Eagle!
Osprey.
Stay ugly.